Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on air?
This is the Coast Hip Hop Show. Only on eWaterRadio.com.
Yo, what's up? We the Black Eyed Peas.
Hey, it's the Chief Rocker Busy B, and I'm your host from Coast to Coast Radio with my main man on the wheels of steel, Third Degree. It's the Chief Rocker Busy B. Smoke on, y'all. Smoke good. Peace.
The Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show.
Yeah, yeah. Mike Bless, live and direct. You are now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show with my man, DJ Third Degree.
Yo, this Outkast.
There will be absolutely no requests.
This is the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show, only on eWaterRadio.com.
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is another episode, number two of 2019, Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show podcast. We're happy to have you with us, KEWR, eWater Radio, getting things started this week. We've got a fantastic show planned for you. We're going to be talking about the Beastie Boys, a very influential group, super talented, more than I think people realize. We'll talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about some of my favorite songs. I'm going to play them for you. We're going to break them down a little bit, talk about some of the samples used and things that were done in the production. So we're going to get things started off with just some history. You obviously know, most people know that the Beastie Boys are from New York, Manhattan to be exact. And when they were about 13, 14 years old, they actually started going to clubs in lower Manhattan, downtown New York, and they were really into punk rock. So this is like the late 70s, very early 80s. And they started messing around with some friends, listening to music and then playing music and picked up instruments and things like that. And they formed a punk band. And they called themselves the Beastie Boys. And yet it was a four-member group. It was Adam Yauch. It was Adam Horowitz and Mike Diamond. And then there was a girl that was part of that group. We'll talk about her in a little bit. But needless to say, when they got things started, they started making music and playing around. And one of their friends had a studio, which was Adam. And they started recording. And so they actually went in and recorded something. And this is sort of like the very first 12-inch single they ever put out. Back on the East Coast, there's an ice cream store called Carvel. It's really cool. And they had a cake that I think the Beastie Boys liked. So they wrote a song about it. And it's called Cookie Puss. And we're going to play it right here for you. Very interesting stuff to get things going. You just got to understand when this was. This was 1983. 84, I think, maybe when this came out. 83. You got to think about what music was playing at that time as far as hip-hop in New York City. Afrika Bambaataa, Soul Sonic Force, stuff like that. Grandmaster Flash, Furious 5. So if you listen to the beat, the beat's dope.
May I help you?
Yes, what's your name?
Hello?
Hello, man, you got Cookie Puss's number?
This
is hilarious.
He'll help you.
Yo, man, where's the supervisor at? I got the number anyway, baby.
All right, so this is really, this was it. This was just this beat with these guys just messing around with a phone call to Carvel, messing with this lady on the other end, giving her a hard time. And they thought it was funny. You got to remember, they're teenagers. So if you remember yourself as a teenager, they were just having some fun, making some music, playing around, and this is what they did. They recorded this. They put it on a 12-inch single and put it out on a record label called Rat Cage Records, which was some friends of theirs. And it got played in the clubs in New York, and they loved it. And it just sort of spread from there. some pretty interesting stuff, right? All right. So we're going to keep things moving. Now we want to go and really get into their very first album that everybody's aware of, right? The Airplane. It's called License to Ill. Was the very first album that they put out. Recorded about 84, 85, 86 maybe, I think, was also when that came out. All right, so it came out on Def Jam because at the time that the Beastie Boys were doing their punk rock and in their band, hip-hop started coming into the clubs. That's how they kind of did this song right here. And they got into hip-hop really, really heavily. All of them did. And they really just wanted to make hip-hop at that point. So they were looking for a DJ, and somebody said, hey, I know a guy that has all this equipment. So they go to New York University, up in the dorms, and they go in this dude's dorm, and he had all the sound equipment. He had the speakers, the turntables, everything. And his name was Rick Rubin. And so the rest is history. Rick Rubin produced the first album. You're going to hear a lot of rock samples used because Rick was a rock guy at the time. So License to Ill was very innovative. The first song we're going to play for you is Slow and Low. And they used Flick of the Switch by AC/DC along with Eighth Wonder by Sugar Hill Gang. He chopped those up and did that. But anyway, Cookie Puss is a trip. All right. We're just going to just let that go. All right. This is so dope. This was recorded in 1985. It's called Slow and Low. It's the first song we'll play off the License to Ill album. Let's go coast to coast. About the Beastie Boys is their rhyme style was different. They went back and forth between the three of them, taking little pieces. It was dope. And then the funky beats over what they, you know, under what they were rhyming. Just so dope. Ready? Here we go. Just a funky joint right here. I know everybody's familiar with It's Time to Fight for Your Right to Party. Huge hit. Was a huge hit. We're not going to play that today because we're playing the songs that I enjoy. I want to play a little bit deeper into the album just in case some of you may not be familiar with some of the songs. But that's one of my favorites. Slow and Low. So funky. All right. So, again, everybody knows about It's Time to Fight for Your Right to Party, right? Everybody loves that song. It's a great song. But really, for me, off the License to Ill album, this one right here, along with a couple more that we'll play after this, but this one right here.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers.
DJ
started way back in history with that rock and me.
My team.
Been had a little horsey named
That beat is insane, right? All right, samples, Tila Rocks, It's Yours. You need to look that up. Also, Rocket in the Pocket by Cerrone, 1978. Let's go.
Hey, he told a little story that sounded well rehearsed. 4 days on the run and that he's dying of thirst. The brew is in my hand and he was on my tip. His voice was hoarse, his throat was dry, he asked me for a tip. He said, can I get some? I said, you can't get none. Had a chance to run, I pulled out a shotgun. Quick on the draw, I thought I'd be dead. He put the gun to my head and this is what he said.
Now, my name is MCA, I got a license to kill.
Yeah.
I think you know what time it is, it's time to get ill.
Yeah.
Now, what do we have here? And I owe in his deal. I run this lane, you understand, I've made myself clear.
We stepped into the wind, he had a gun, I had a grin. You think the story's over, but it's ready to begin.
Just the, at the time, this was just so dope when this came out. I think it still is. This beat, incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I got the gun, you got the boo. You got two choices of what you can do. It's not a tough decision, as you can see. I can blow you away, and you can ride with me.
I said I'll ride with you if you can get me to the border. The sheriff's after me for what I did to his daughter. I did it like this, I did it like that. I did it with a wiffle ball bat, so I'm on the run. My gun, and right about now it's time to have some fun. The King had rock, that is my name, and I know the fly spot where they got the champagne. We rode for 6 hours, then we hit the spot. The beat was a bumping, and the girlies was hot. This dude was staring like he knows who we are. We took the empty spot next to him at the bar. MCA said,
yo, you know this kid?
I said, I didn't, but I know he did.
The kid said,
get ready, cause this ain't funny. My name is Mike D, and I'm about to get money. Pulled out the jammy, aimed it at the sky.
He yelled, pick him up,
and let Sue fly. Hands went up and people hit the floor. He waved to two kids that ran for the door. I'm Mike D and I get respect. Your cash and your jewelry is what I expect. MCA was with it and he's my ace. So I grabbed a piano player and I punched him in the face. Piano player's out, the music stops. His boy had teeth and he got dropped.
Mike D grabbed the money.
MCA stacks the gold. I grabbed two girlies and a beer that's cold.
I also like how all three of their voices play well with each other. Again, some of the hardest beats. Rick Rubin. All right, I want to keep playing music for you. This next one, I really love this one too. Again, off License to Ill. This next one is called The New Style. Listen to this. There you go.
And when I'm on the mic, the suckers run.
Word.
Got that rockin' like me and you ain't. And I got more juice than Picasso got pink. Got rhymes that are rough and rhymes that are slick. I'm not surprised you're on
my
here, check it out. I always love the breaks in the song that they put in. So dope. Like if you're a break dancer, this is so dope. Used to go off on this song. So sick. Okay. So just incredible stuff right there. That's The New Style. This album, License to Ill, was just innovative. And so when this came out in 1986, this is the funniest story. Okay, and I know the story because it's in their new book, The Beastie Boys, written by Adam Horowitz and Mike. So Mike D and King Ad Rock wrote this book because Adam Yauch, known as MCA, he passed away in 2012 to cancer. So they wrote this book. It's incredible. You need to get it if you're a Beastie Boys fan. I got it. So this is the greatest story. All right. So the Beastie Boys were really well known in the clubs just in New York. They hadn't really played anywhere else. So here's what happened. So Madonna was just coming out. She had some hits, Borderline, Holiday. She had those songs going. She was really becoming a big star. So she was headlining a tour around America. It was going to start in Seattle, Washington. So the manager from Madonna calls Russell Simmons and he says, "Hey, is Run DMC available? Because how cool would that be, right? Run DMC opening up for Madonna would have been dope." So it cost $5,000 per show for Run DMC to perform. The manager was like, "All right, I'm sorry, it's not in our budget." Hang up. He calls back and he goes, "Hey, Russell, are the Fat Boys available?" Russell said, "No, Fat Boys are not available, sorry." This guy's like, "Oh, damn." But Russell said, "Hey, I have this other group." Now, before I get into who he offered up, obviously, what the funny part is Russell was not the manager for the Fat Boys. So when the guy asked about the Fat Boys and Russell said, "No, they're not available," how did Russell know? They may have been. Anyway, so Russell's like, "Yo, I got this group. They're dope. They're the Beastie Boys. They need to come open." So they fly them out to Seattle. My man Nasty Ness, the king of hip-hop in Seattle, started the whole scene with Sir Mix-a-Lot. So he hosts this show, and the Beastie Boys open up for Madonna. This must have been the most bizarre scene, because if you need to look back, Google, because you can do this now, Google Madonna in 1985 and 86 and see what she was dressed like. The whole audience was little girls and their moms dressed just like Madonna. And then the Beastie Boys came out drunk and crazy doing what they do. Anyway, that's a funny story to me. I thought that was funny. All right, we're getting into one of these other songs here off License to Ill. This is one of the baddest things ever.
Hold it now.
This is Hold It Now, Hit It. I love this beat. I love the samples used. I love they used the Jimmy Castor Bunch, Bob James, and their rhyme. This is crazy. Coast to coast. Come on. Boys were innovative. You got to check out the video for this. They used the fisheye lens. It was dope. Yeah, they liked a lot of beer back then. They drank a lot. Teenage boys. Again, these breaks, super dope and innovative.
King of the ab with the deaf female.
You're rhyming and feeling with the best of sales.
Get cooling in the crib watching my TV.
Ed Norton
and Mr. E.D.
So their writing style was that they would all write separately and then come together and put their rhymes on the table and go through them and pick the best lines and then what they would rhyme. Very interesting. So two samples used here, a very iconic one, Take Me to the Mardi Gras, Bob James, that's the Bells. You'll hear that a lot in a lot of hip-hop songs. Also, the return of Leroy Point One from Jimmy Castor Bunch, another very, very used artist in hip-hop, Jimmy Castor Bunch. Okay, so one of the cool things about the Beastie Boys, too, is that they had their own little lingo that they kind of were doing back in the day. And, you know, like, it's time to get ill, like this.
What's the time?
It's time to get ill.
What's the time?
Okay,
it's
this beat.
To get ill.
Oh, my goodness.
It's time to get ill.
What's the time?
It's time to get
Yeah. All right. So Billy Preston, Barry White, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Led Zeppelin, all used in this song as samples. Oh, yeah, Schoolie D right there. Look, check it. Iconic. From Philly. So the Beastie Boys recorded one album with Def Jam. This was it. License to Ill was the only one. They had a falling out with Russell and Rick. And the rest is history. They made a dope album with them, though. Just a dope use of samples by Rick Rubin. So we played a lot off the License to Ill album, an incredible record that came out. One of the greatest shows I ever have been to in my life was in 1986. It was Fishbone, the Beastie Boys, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Run DMC. And it was absolutely incredible, and I'll never forget it. All right, so when the Beastie Boys left Def Jam, they came to California, and they signed with Capitol Records. And they made a record that was super unique, produced by a duo called the Dust Brothers. And that record is called Paul's Boutique. It came out in 1989. And this is absolutely one of my favorite songs off it. This is called Shatrack.
You're listening to DJ Third Degree. The Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show.
I want to
we're bringing the mad funk, right? Just so funky. Little Jimi Hendrix right there. The Dust Brothers were real funky with their samples. They really had some dope samples. Right, that's just a funky groove. So this song samples a lot of different things. The drums are from Funky Drummer, the iconic James Brown lick, Hot Nasty by Black Oak Arkansas. So the drums from those two, also samples from Never Let 'Em Say by Ball and Jack, and Do Your Dance by a great 70s funk group called Rose Royce. So the Beastie Boys and the Dust Brothers, they created this amazing, I mean, it was real different, this Paul's Boutique record, real, real funky with the samples. This song right here, this song has like 14 different songs that it uses to sample, and this is called Shake Your Rump. On there is just so incredible. They are just insane. Rose Royce was used on that, the drums from a song called Funky Snakefoot by Alphonse Muzon was used. Just so dope. Beastie Boys. Maybe you want to go crazy. Alright, so again, the Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique, the Dust Brothers, 1989. I'm going to play you one more song. This is actually a remix by a DJ by the name of Paul Knight of a song called Hey Ladies. This came out in 1989. It samples a couple of different things. It samples the Commodore's Machine Gun, Jeanette Lady Day, Come Let Me Love You. Some cool stuff. We're going to play it for you. I like this remix.
Hard.
It's so funky.
Hey, help.
Yeah, let's go.
Hey, help.
You are tuned in. It's the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show Podcast. K-E-W-R. All
right.
Let's go.
Hey, hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out to you.
I never was a city kid, true and true.
Enough cowbell. Boys came out to California. They made a studio called G Sun Studios. Made a studio, and in 1992 they dropped this record. This is called Check Your Head. Actually, song Sabotage. Dope that they went back to their instruments for this album. Remember, they were a punk band. They were musicians. They played guitar, bass, Adam Yauch, all of them. They all played. Mike D played drums. They brought it out. Now, this vibe changed everything. They became an alternative rock band at this point, but still brought the rhymes. Check Your Head's the name of the record. All right, so we're going to play a couple more off this album. I just love that record. That record's just incredible. You gotta go see that video. They did all their videos themselves because they didn't need anybody. This song right here. This is called Sure Shot. And I love this song. Listen to this right here.
Oh,
goodness. How dope is this song?
Oh, yes, indeed. It's fun time. Fun time.
Yeah. These songs are off the Ill Communication record. This is super dope. 1994. Sure Shot. Sabotage. Root Down. Which is the next one I'm going to play for you. So if you remember, I told you about the fact that the Beastie Boys had four original members. Their fourth member was a female. Her name was Kate Schellenbach. She played drums in the group. But Rick Rubin didn't like the way she rhymed, so he let her go. Kind of sideways, but then she went on later in life, a few years later, to join two other girls who were all friends with the Beastie Boys. They called themselves the Bag Ladies back in their teen days. Anyway, they called themselves Lucius Jackson. You should check them out. They're real cool. This is called Root Down. Again, funky. Listen to how dope these dudes were. Listen, come on. That bass line is incredible. Makes me want to spin on my head and do a backflip. It's the Beastie Boys. Come on.
I can't get roots down. I put my roots down. I can't get roots down.
Down with the
incredible music. This was their first release on their own label, Through Capital. It was called Grand Royal, 1994. Ill Communications, the album. And when they did their next record, they had a number one smash. Their next album was called Hello Nasty, and they debuted at number one, probably because of this song. Classic stuff. Beastie Boys, come on.
The Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show.
They knew so much about all different types of music, a lot of that because of Adam MCA. They had a couple of hits off this album, but again, it debuted at number one, as did their next one, To the Five Boroughs, which came out in 2004. So their next album, like I said, that came out after this one was in 2004, debuted at number one. It was called To the Five Boroughs, and maybe it went number one, maybe because of one of songs like this. Check it out.
All you Chuckies and TV addicts, don't mean to this, don't mean to bring static. All you Klingons in your grandma's house, grab your back street friend and get loud. Blowing doors off hinges, grab you with the pinches. And no, I didn't retire, I snuck it off with the needle nose fire.
You'll overhaul. What do you want? You never seen before. Slide in the glaze. It's a floor key. You know what you're paying. Like a place that with the face. So, not to be like Darren. I hate so. I'm a good five. Make it nice. When tight, you running, make you know. All right. Now, we ain't calm. No love. Cause my farm ain't fast. So, what's up with that? I got friends and family that I respect. When I think I'm too good, they put me in check. So, believe when they say I'm no better than you. Except when I rap.
Again, they put about 7 albums out. One of them actually won them a Grammy. It was called The Mix Up. It was an all-instrumental album they released in 2007. Their last record was called Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. And because Adam died in May 4th on 2012, that was it. So I'm going to play you one more song off of the Hello Nasty, the Five Boroughs record. And then we're going to get into our pick of the week that we're going to throw at you this week. Rest in peace, Adam Yaw. Alright, this one is called An Open Letter to NYC. I really like this record. This thing's pretty cool, man. And you're listening to the Beastie Boys right here. It's the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show podcast with DJ Third Degree. Thanks for listening right here on KEWR. We're not done yet. It's a shout out to in New York, but also it's just so smooth and just kind of funky and groovy. It's not as, like, I don't know, there's something different about this particular song. They matured a lot over the years with their music. As artists, they really, they made their lane, man. And timing was just perfect for what they were doing. It's incredible.
Life we've been given ain't nothing gonna make it away from us. We looking pretty and greedy, cause in the city we try.
So during their time, early days of DJing, they had DJ Hurricane. And eventually they ended up with Mixmaster Mike, who is an amazing DJ. So they made a good pairing with him. Straight stuff from the Beastie Boys. You always wonder what may have been had MCA not passed away. You know, would they have continued to make music and so forth? And anyway, we just have to enjoy the music that they gave us over the years. Kudos to them, man, for what they did. And also for getting a Grammy for their instrumental record. They had their own label. They put Lishas Jackson out on their label on Grand Royal. Did a bunch of amazing things. I was so lucky to have seen them in their very, very early days and be part of something pretty cool. That show was amazing. I hope you guys enjoyed the little journey with Beastie Boys that I took you through. Now I want to leave you with a brand new song that we're going to play for you right now. It is hot off the presses. And it's coming from a producer out of Boston. His name is Explicit One. On here, as far as the rappers, the three MCs on here, New York's Rusty Jux, Allentown, Pennsylvania's King Magnetic, and Illa G, also from New York. And this is a dope new song that's out. It's my hot pick for you this week. I hope you will join us next week as I take you on another journey, and next week's journey will be with another amazing group. For me, when I heard their very first single, I never turned back from hip-hop, even though I'd already heard about Run DMC and had listened to some of that. But it happened in 1986. They are the most amazing group. I think probably one of the first to ever sample jazz in their music, and you'll hear next week. Got to tune in. Anyway, we'll leave you with this one. It's Rusty Jux. It's King Magnetic, Illa G, produced by Explicit One. It's called Classes in Session. We'll see you next week right here on KEWR. It's every Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific, coast to coast. DJ Third Degree. I'm out.
Juke stack G notes, I ain't going out broke. Showing out skills and flows when on the mic. No debating, hating, be skating on thin ice. Precise, every time I spit a ball well. Fiends in hell get creamed like Carvel. Swell, rust rolling 4 feet L. For all my niggas locked away, rotting in them cells for life. Never make the same mistake twice. It's strife. And for everything you take, got a price to pay. And today might be yours when I spray your toupee, wipe the floor. Vic is the true reason, sicker than flu season. And I ain't gonna stop till we even the score. Rugged always ready with the roar. But I don't think y'all rappers is ready for the war.
Chicks call me Teddy Bear. Music, you never trust me. Look, you ain't catching Vic in years. And that's some Rusty jokes. Nate Dogg, bunch of hooks. Even got some knife work. Had to drop, even tell you where your wife works. Spike shirt, weirdos be talking, but the king death. Got junk, ain't got friends, so I bring death. Little tools, big heart, middle school, sick start. Ridicule, wig part, split a nigga's shit. Old school compared to y'all, really no comparison. Only way we relate is feeling your embarrassment. New York to PA to instrumental Massachusetts. Coincidental massive shootings, it's a vast illusion. My stats is moving, she move out my way. Guns like chemtrails, they still doubt we spray. I'm literally an elegy. Every verse a killing spree. You wanna see some gangster ish? Homie, come and chill
yo,
with me.
Billy Joe, I can't find parking in the get straight starving and I'm coughing with a cold. I want $100 mil, but I got $100. All the dollars that I had came from powder I sold. I write for the homies on parole. I write what you sniff in your nose. I'm like the death of the rose. I try to plant seeds so my seeds will grow mentally. Your man swallows pride behind or black history. I'm a father, but I gotta push harder to keep him off the corner, cause the black man's a target. Yeah, hog spit, radical dog. It's your 4-4 bulldog kick, animal convict, jackknife, jacket, beef inside the casket. I rap like a nun wearing bulletproof jackets. Just an ordinary classic. Classes in session, I blast the Smith & Wesson. Come on, rap hard, rap like I'm battling sports cars. Verse vandalism, that's a venomous vanguard. I'm the vanguard. evenly odd for odd reasons. I even got an odd way of speaking. Hard metaphors, put bullets through car doors. All you fake rappers get treated like cardboard. This the mind's raw, never compliant. I'm a giant, I speak the mental science of an overlord. Gun drawn, king tight as a drawstring. I get money selling murderous offspring. You know what? Stop it.